Now, in verse 1 here, we have the great tribulation mentioned. Now, will you listen to this? Daniel makes it clear now what he's talking about. And at that time shall Michael stand up, the great prince who standeth for the children of thy people. And there shall be a time of trouble, such as never was since there was a nation, even to that same time, and at that time thy people shall be delivered, every one that shall be found written in the book. Now, somebody says, by what authority do you call this period the Great Tribulation period? Well, by the authority of the Lord Jesus. He used this language that Daniel uses here. He says that this would be a period, a brief period, a time of trouble. There'd be nothing like it before or nothing afterward. And the Lord Jesus called it the Great Tribulation period. So I take it that he knew what he was talking about, and that if we consider him reliable, well, that's what we will accept. Now, at that time, you see, it identifies the time that we're talking about, and it is the time of the end. Not only did we see it back in chapter 10, but we saw that it was mentioned to us over here in verse 40. And at the time of the end, and then we are given that in verse 35 of chapter 11, to the time of the end, not the end of time, but the time of the end. This is the end of this particular vision that's been given to Daniel. And it ends now with the great tribulation period. And this ought to be clear, I think, even to a theologian, by the way. I think that it might be well for me to quote someone else at this point. I'd like to quote Dr. Culver. I've referred to his book several times, a very excellent book, and I'm quoting now from him. Another expression, at the time of the end, 1140, seems to indicate eschatological times. I do not feel that this evidence, taken by itself, can be pressed too far. For obviously the end of whatever series of events is in the mind of the author is designated by the expression time of the end. This is not necessarily a series reaching on to the consummation of the ages. However, it is quite clear from chapter 10, verse 14, which fixes the scope of the prophecy to include the latter days, that the time of the end in this prophecy is with reference to the period consummated by the establishment of the Messianic kingdom. And I think that's a profound statement. Now, Michael is identified for us here. He is the archangel, and his name means who is like unto God. He is the one, you'll recall, that is going to cast Satan out of heaven. That's in Revelation 12, 7, and 8. And he is the one that protects the nation Israel. And he stands in behalf of Israel, as Daniel makes it very clear. And John, over in Revelation, outlines his strategy, and that's in the 12th chapter, and we'll not go into that at this time. Thy people, now again, let me emphasize, at that time shall Michael stand up, the great prince which standeth for the children of thy people. Now, that's positively the nation Israel. Otherwise, language has no meaning whatsoever. And the time of trouble is the great tribulation, as our Lord so labeled it in Matthew 24:21. Now, the remnant of Israel is preserved. We find that given to us in Matthew 24:22, Romans 11:26, and Revelation 7:4. We are told that a certain number was sealed in Revelation 7:4, for instance. And I heard a number of them which were sealed, and they were sealed 144,000 of all the tribes of the children of Israel. And children of Israel, of course, means children of Israel. That means someone else.